Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Jerusalem, Israel. The upcoming Israeli elections are key to the stability in the Middle East. That's the headline. Winky Medad comes to give us the details.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Winky, what is wrong with the political process there in Israel?
Well, what is wrong is that we cannot seem, over the past three elections, to firmly have one coalition set in government with no possibility for being juggled around or dislodged or people breaking off for the regular four-year period. The voting electorate has not given either the Likud or any other large party a significant number of seats. In Israel, it's a parliamentary democracy. A coalition of 61 seats is required as the majority out of the 120 seats in the Knesset. So they always have to shop around for coalition partners, and that always leads to a certain amount of instability. This last government was horrendous, to tell you the truth.
Do you think this fourth try will do the trick this time?
Well, it depends on two major, relatively new center-right parties, both of them claiming to not to join with Netanyahu after the elections. And so the question is, if I could shorten my answer, these two gentlemen will have to make a decision. Do they stay away from Mr. Netanyahu, or do they come in, and under what circumstances? Because according to the latest polls we're seeing this past week, Netanyahu has, with one of those two parties, over 60 seats for his coalition. And I would presume, Jimmy, that there'll be a lot of pressure on either one of them to quit fooling around, join Netanyahu, let's get 4 years of government and argue only at the end of that four-year period, rather than immediately after the elections getting into arguments one with another.
Winky Medad explaining why the upcoming Israeli elections are key to stability in the Middle East. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. This fourth Israeli election within a two-year period of time reveals how the Lord uses human government and political leaders to put his end-of-times plan into place. Genesis chapter 9 and verse 6 tells us of how the Lord created human government, and Revelation chapter 17 verse 17 reveals how the Lord then uses political leaders to accomplish his will for the end times. We can stand on the sidelines watching all of this happen as Israel goes to the polls once again, the fourth time in 2 years. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...